Notice to Texas Assembly, Justice Anna Vaughn writes. July 14, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. It is apparent that the Texas Assembly is acting upon several ignorant presumptions. The first such presumption is that the Assembly chairperson is a CEO. That is not true. In our jurisdiction and in our American government, the Assembly chairperson is a spokesperson only and enjoys no other executive position or power over other Assembly officers and members. The second such presumption is that secret meetings are allowed in American state assemblies. There are no such provisions. Remember that this is a public government, not a club, not a corporation. All members eligible to vote, both ASNs and state citizens, must be given notice and allowed to attend all General Assembly meetings, and all state citizens must be given notice and allowed to attend international business meetings. The third such presumption is that the Texas Assembly gets to appoint coordinators, temporary or otherwise, for the Federation. That choice and function is not in your wheelhouse. You can recommend someone that you would like as coordinator, and if that person passes the vetting process, we will honor your request, but it is a request, and we retain the right to appoint all coordinators. Coordinators are all Federation officers. They work for us and under our direction and instruction. The fourth such presumption is that the Texas Assembly can be seated as a state of the Union without being certified by the United States of America. That is also a misapprehension on the part of a misguided leadership. Your assembly, like all American state assemblies, must be properly composed of declared and recorded Americans, and must be fully operational and all offices filled, before it can be certified and fully seated. It is at that time that you inherit all the rights, titles, and interests. Not until. Until then, you remain under Federation protection and oversight. If we see you going off track any further, we will simply dissolve the entire assembly as it now exists, and reorganize with people who are serious about getting it right and staying in their lane. Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source, Notice to Texas Assembly, PDF. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly, you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.